This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
The moon gets so big and bright, it's supernatural delight. Every border was dancing in the moonlight.
All right. We are back. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. One of the good stories in St. Louis is this Scott Barry, 31 years old. Bet $400 on the Blues to win the Stanley Cup. He stands to win $100,000. He was offered $40,000 after period one when they were up 2-0. He's going to ride it out. Keith is a caller, and he has some thoughts on it. Keith, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, it seems like he could have hedged his bet, and he could have taken the 40, and he could have, if he really believed in the Blues, he could have turned around then and put $20,000 back on the Blues. The line on the game is 1.5, so he would have, if he wins that bet, he walks away with 50 plus the 20 that he had, 70,000, and the tax consequences for this, he would have probably saved about 10 or 12,000, the difference between 100,000 and 70,000. So the difference in the real take would have only been about $20,000. And if the Blues lose, he walks away with $20,000, feels good about at least he got 20.
Huh. So from the 40, take 20, put it on the Blues, and that 20 would get him 50?
Yep.
Okay.
Because the line is 1.5, and so his 20 would have turned into 50 if he wins that bet.
So what it does, he stays in for the bigger money, you're saying, but if he loses, he's still got a little something.
Yeah, and in the end, the difference, if the Blues do win, the difference is only about $20,000 after taxes.
Yeah, you're guaranteed of making money no matter what. Yeah, that's good. I like that line of thinking.
Keith, you taking a little action here? You got a little side deal going? You got a little doing numbers?
Not really, but I bet it occasionally.
I just thought maybe he had a little thing where, you know, he knew a guy and got some. They always say that like a mob guy. Hey, he runs numbers.
You know, it's interesting. Almost everybody I asked about this who's like married with kids, they said they would have taken the 40. But a lot of single people thinking, ride it out.
Let it ride. Go for the 100.
Or maybe if you don't have kids, then you would definitely, you know, ride it out.
But 40 grand is tough.
That's a lot of education.
Not to Martin. 40 grand from
40,
right. Like
40 grand.
Personal teeth trainer cleaning money from his personal teeth cleaner.
Then you
for the stars.
I think you do the 40 grand, and then you could truly enjoy the Stanley Cup final, where you're not thinking about. I mean, you're already rooting for that team, but
it's on your mind the entire time.
Correct. Though. Like if they lose, God forbid, you go, well, I still made 40 grand, and I got to watch my favorite. Maybe buy a couple of tickets, go to a couple games. That's tough to turn down. It didn't sound like he was on the fence either, right? He never wavered?
No.
And is it because he's a diehard Blues fan, or just he believes they're going to win?
I think a little bit of both, but I think he felt karma-wise that if he were to sell it, it wouldn't have been good for the Blues.
I would feel that way too, 100%.
Well, forget the karma, I want the cash. The
players would hunt him down, and or you don't go public with it, and you just, yeah, sure, I won 100 grand. Hey, we heard you settled. No, I... Who said that? I'm not part of the curse. I didn't jinx this team.
Speaking of big-time sporting events, there's a big one next week in Normandy Golf Course.
Yes, next Thursday and Friday. It is the Dotem countdown to the Free Dotem Open has begun. Yes, it is a two-day event.
Are you kidding me, Frank?
Is there a cut?
Who's the leader after round one?
Frank, is there a cut at the Dotem?
So
the projected cut is about plus 12.
The countdown of the Free Dotem Open has begun, and we want to thank the following sponsors: Michelob Ultra, Dukes and Soulard, Truman's and Soulard, St. Louis Digital Media, Rosalita's, Country Cabaret, Gold's Gym, and Birdies for Bipolar. On Thursday, the Post Sports Bar and Grill is going to provide lunch, while UCraft Eats will be providing lunches on Friday. Thank you to all of our sponsors that made the 4th annual Free Dotem Open possible.
Hey, by the way, NBA thought, did you see the Bucks coach Budenholzer, who is mad?
Upset.
At
Drake? Yeah, I don't blame him.
Because Drake is basically on the court and rubbing the shoulders of the Raptors assistant coach every time the Greek Freak would miss a free throw.
Yeah.
So part of his celebrating is like grabbing the coat, the assistant coach, That does seem to be crossing.
That's a little overboard.
Like Spike Lee was on the court.
He's on the other side.
Jack Nicholson never did that. No. Lakers
There's
case.
No touching coaches.
She never rubbed Pat Riley's shoulders while Michael Jordan was shooting free throws or anything like that.
The only time that I was almost on the bench was at Carbondale, our buddy Ed Curtis, but it was SLU versus SIU. And he goes, come on, buddy. I got these great seats. Lowry knows you're coming in the locker room, and then we'll sit. We were basically on the Saluki bench. I was one seat away from Lowry, right behind him, but just, I mean, I could have touched.
Putting makeup on during a timeout.
I could have. No, that would never happen. And Kim said, how come you're not cheering? I said, because they're playing SLU. I can't be caught rooting against the Billikens, even though my buddy is the Carbondale guy.
Yeah, even though former Fox 2 directors, sports directors, have been seen rooting against teams. Pete Peterson.
That was a long time ago. It was a very unfortunate moment.
It's a shady, unloyal group over there.
About Fox 2.
The worst part of that is Pete, at the time, he got the Mizzou tickets through the Missouri athletic department.
You can't do that.
That's what made it worse, because he was wearing Nebraska gear.
Wasn't that in Jerry Berger's column?
I think you're right.
Big deal.
At the time, our news director was really miffed and said, why would you do that? You know, you're getting yourself attention for something like that. He was wearing Nebraska gear, but the tickets were from the Missouri AD's office.
And, you know, it's interesting because Martin did some stringing for Jerry Berger and helped him out and kind of planted that story.
No, not true at all.
And that's how Martin got the job.
Although Jerry and I were often dining together, of course. But by the way, he still got the online deal?
I don't think so. Ed Curtis and Doug Vaughn spar on Facebook about politics often.
Really?
Yes.
Doug.
Yeah. I can only imagine then. If he's sparring with Doug, then I can guess Ed's politics.
Doug is so far left, it's ridiculous.
All right, before we get out of here, quick word about they are a title sponsor. They're one of the reasons we are on the air. If you get a chance, head on out there this weekend. Or how about Monday night for the Stanley Cup, watching it at 99 Hops House. Final Cut Steakhouse, one of my favorite places to eat. Great place to people watch Hollywood Casino. What do you have coming up in the coveted hour?
Chuck is here with some fresh takes. Also, I believe Kenny Wallace is going to join us. We're going to continue our Kennys, I think. We had Ken Wilson. We've got Kenny Wallace. And tomorrow, Kenny Albert. It's a big week. We'll get Kenny Reitz next week.
Oh.
Maybe Kenny Holtzman. It's a Thursday with Kenny plus Chuck. Coveted hour.
Ken Dryden? Can we get Ken Dryden?
Ken Dryden on?
Yeah.
Talk about Bennington. That'd be great. All right. The coveted hour next.